This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Busy hour coming up. Warren Sharp, bottom half. Week 17 reaction from him. And also, best bet, hopefully tonight, Monday Night Football, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We have a couple of stats on some of these teams. I have a couple of things with the Jets that absolutely blew me away and will knock your socks off.
Oh, yeah, player.
In about 45 minutes. All right. To the numbers that we have for week 18, two games on Saturday. What'd you make of the schedule, by the way? You okay with it?
I would have done it the same way. I would have done this toilet bowl, NFC South, to start
early.
And then the night game with Seattle and San Francisco. Win or go home always trumps seeding. And to me, they did it right Sunday night with the Steelers and what could be Rodgers' final game.
All right, so this game, they just played a couple of weeks ago. Buccaneers lost, obviously, is a 3.5-point favorite. It opened up around 3.5 yesterday. Now at circa, they're down to 2.5, minus 115. Total's at 44, and FanDuel's at 3, minus 102, but 2.5 seems to be the prevailing number out there with the Buccaneers hosting the Panthers for the division.
Boy, this is tough. Carolina wouldn't have scored unless Darnold had turned the ball over. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young was pathetic. 54 yards. They had 130 yards of offense. Six of their eight losses have been by double digits. All eight wins are obviously as a dog, and they're 7-0 ATS off a loss. But your big boy is how it appears Tampa Bay is let go of the rope. Lost 7 of 8. The win was at home by 3 points against Arizona. And they've lost 13 of 14. 5 times in the last 8 games, they've allowed 37 points or more. It was 20-17.
Wow.
It's Carolina.
I like what Nick Whalen said last hour. They were better when the healthy players were injured.
I know.
That's incredible to think about.
I know.
I honestly think Todd Bowles, his job is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I could be just way wrong on that. They're going to happily bring him back. I don't know if that's possible or not.
I can't believe this. And the winner gets to host a playoff game. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I hope they get trucked.
Tampa Bay 8-9 against 13-4 Seattle or something like that. Come on, NFL.
Yeah, get that right. The NBA used to do that as well.
Yeah, they changed it.
They since figured that out. It makes more sense. Divisions should have nothing to do with this whatsoever.
Yep. I thought the wrong team was favored when it opened, and now it's correct that DraftKings Seattle 1.5 for your showdown Saturday night. It's just the amount of pressure on the San Francisco offense, and it's a different ballgame going against the Seattle defense now. Yeah. I just, damn if these guys didn't get hurt. Warner.
Yeah, I know. The way I look at that game last night is that the Niners actually never really got a stop. The Bears just ran out of time. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that hook and ladder play.
Took too long.
If Swift actually realizes that he gets to the sideline, they have a bunch of time left to run a couple more plays.
They didn't run it right.
They did not.
Buffalo ran it better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Buffalo's play was executed better.
Yeah, you're not supposed to run a play like almost in the middle of the field like that, or Swift's going to cut it back to go to the middle of the field. That's got to go to the edge every single time. Well, if you're telling me that Shanahan has to win this game for the coach of the year, then I probably will bet Seahawks money line. So I want to lock up money in that market somehow. I did take a little Mike Vrabel on Kelce last week.
Okay.
So I got involved there a couple of different times. That's a great option, by the way. That I bet him a yes. But for those of you betting like awards or any of this stuff looking for a no price, nose up on everything on Kelce. Everything they have.
49.5. That's a big total, too.
I don't trust the Niners defense to get a single stop.
Do you trust Sam Darnold? Here it is again. Same situation. I give him credit for being in the situation again.
Yeah.
But he can, again, he's either the 1 seed or the 5 seed. 28 freaking turnovers. Yet they can be the 1 seed. And that's why I have to say they're not going to the Super Bowl.
No, you got
to
have some.
Because he's going to implode.
I think in 2025, you do need some sort of offense to show up, right? You can't, this is not like the Baltimore team that won the Super Bowl. The Broncos defense with Peyton Manning when he was shot that won the Super Bowl. That was all defense that won those titles, right? I think in 2025, you need to have some sort of offense. And it was there for, the first 2.5 months? But you know how this guy operates in big games, Paulie.
I think they win, though. If he's clean, like Babs. If he's clean, I think they win the game.
I tell you.
But that's a big if.
Like Babs. Purdy has been insane.
I know, but you can't. It's like you can't sustain this. You can't ask him to play out of his mind every single game and outscore people.
All right.
And meanwhile, the defense can't get stops. And okay, this is what I don't like. Six early. I know you love seven late, but we only have six early.
Well, and they're basically playing all the garbage games early.
They are. I know. So Dallas 5.5 against the Giants. Dak has won 14 in a row against the Giants. How about this quote? It's a big difference going 8-8-1 as opposed to 7-9-1. Okay.
Maybe. Because he doesn't want to have a losing
record.
That's
what record. He said. Yeah, doesn't want to have it. Yeah. And he's beat them 14 in a row. So I think they close strong. And the Giants got their win. And they can put their feet up and get their top four draft pick and focus on next year.
Let me throw this in. Because we asked people in the previous hour, bets that you need to cash based on what's going to happen in Week 18. Dirk chimes in. He's got Cowboys over 7.5 wins. Never thought he would be here live with that Monday night game against the Cardinals. Then after that, Gary said he needs Dallas to lose the cash under 7.5.
Oh, boy.
He also needs the Bills to lose the cash under 11.5. The Bills actually winning another game and going over 11.5 wins because Uncle Lou, our buddy Finocchiaro, came on. He made an unbelievable case for like 8 minutes during the summertime and said, this is why the Bills are not going to win 12 games. And somehow they might
and
win 12.
And get the sixth seed?
Yeah.
Yeah. 12-5 and get the sixth seed. You got to be bleeping me.
I know. That's
crazy.
Well, Dak's going to play, right?
Yeah, I like Dallas. Yeah. They're going to play people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's owned them.
He's going to lead the league in passing yards, too.
It'll be a fun game, though. I would think. Remember the first meeting?
Well, 52.5, though. What do you make of that total? Yeah. In a Week 18 game?
Yeah. I'm spooked by the possible weather, though, too, in the wind with Aubrey props. All right. So here's what you're talking about. So you got the division's on the line. If Jags win, they win the division. So Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indy, Houston at the same time. Jacksonville 11.5 against the Titans at DraftKings. Too much?
It's a big number, man. Titans have been feisty, and they nearly got the cover yesterday.
The Chase Young touchdown changed the game.
Oh, totally.
Tennessee was going to win.
Yep. And that, so they didn't cover, but before that game, they were 5-2 last seven covering games. And Cam Ward's been playing some pretty decent. How about the Tajay Spears prop yesterday?
Oh.
Warren Sharp comes on the show yesterday and says, this is why it's going to go over. And it was between like 15.5 and 17.5. Cam Ward's going to his left. He's falling to the ground. He throws it. And then is it backwards? Is it a lateral? Is it an actual pass? In the box score. And then Spears catches it. He runs down the sideline. In the box score, they counted it as a 17-yard completion. Then they went to replay. And they said, no, knees down, no good. So it wasn't a winner. And that was like the final drive of the game.
Could have tied the game. I know.
Yeah.
And in the prop. That's right. I think it goes over. I think there's points in this game.
I look at, the
Jacksonville. 7-0 straight up an ATS run for Jacksonville.
And their team total. They didn't get there yesterday, but.
The two turnovers in the red zone did them in. But they win the division. Great job. Houston, it's going to be Riley Leonard, right? They're not playing Rivers.
I kid. There's no reason to play him now.
Houston 10, 40.5.
Well, do they flex their muscles here and allow Riley Leonard then if he's going to get the start to do absolutely nothing?
I got to tell you, CJ Stroud was awful after the first two drives.
Oh, he had a call. Yeah.
I mean, you could have made those throws. The guys are wide open.
Yeah, I know.
His decision making and those interceptions. What are you looking at? And plus, you're backed up. I was screaming. Run the ball. You have a good rushing attack.
You know what it is?
They are too pass happy.
He got away with a lot of that stuff as a rookie when he didn't throw a lot of INTs, but yet the turnover-worthy throws were there like every single game. And now it's not exactly going his way.
My God, the money line and teasers here, right?
Yeah.
What these spreads are at.
You think, are the Browns live enough to actually bet them in the game plus 7.5?
No, I think Cincinnati takes them out. They'll probably be used in Survivor, too, for a couple people. The six people that are left here in Circa Survivor. I feel confident about Cincinnati.
I'm intrigued by Harold Fannin, though, in this game.
I don't think he's playing, though.
Was he dinged up to the point where he's not going to play?
He left the game, right?
Yeah, I thought he
got the groin on the touchdown.
I thought they said that after the game that based on what happened to the hammy there, if he was like a speedy receiver, it wouldn't be a problem this week.
Sanders, good and bad. It was one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen. Throwing the ball up for grabs.
What was that?
What are you doing? He had him open, and then he waited and waited and threw a lollipop. Cincinnati's offense is cooking. I think the Bengals win.
Then you have the Saints at the Falcons, Atlanta playing tonight.
Ugh.
The Falcons are laying 2.5 in this game. I would be intrigued by, if you want to tee stuff up, Saints up to 8.5 in this game.
Points, too?
Good weather, the way Shucks rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Now, the Saints were a really good under team until yesterday.
Yeah, they were 10-1 overrun.
But I also think that if the Falcons want to go out there and play their guys, I think the Falcons' offense is going to look pretty decent tonight against the Rams' defense. And if they want to go out there and start guys, I think this could be a little back and forth here.
Okay, how about the Vikings? 6.5 against the skeleton Packers. 6.5 they're laying.
Can you lay that with Max?
McCarthy, yes. Not Max.
Well, what's
they had 50 yards passing.
Yeah. Where does the number go if McCarthy actually plays? 11.5?
Yes, yeah.
10.5? It touches. It absolutely goes to double. The guy can't play football. McCarthy can a little bit.
Well,
so.
Toon's better than Brosmer.
Might be. That actually, you might be right.
He came in. It was his fault. The interception was on the wide receiver.
Yeah.
But that's, boy, that's incredible, that number.
That total's 37.5. That could be a dead under. That could be a Packers team total under, where it's like the message is simple here. Yeah. We're going to get out of here with zero injuries in this game.
ProfitX, number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing you'll find on the national championship and Super Bowl odds. Big holiday slate with New Year's, playoff seating. Perfect time to get in. Take advantage of ProfitX 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today. Experience the future of winning. Promo code VEASAN to get started. Code VEASAN. Get up to ProfitX.
Sunday's more meaningful games are in the late window. Seeding will be on the line in this critical scheduling spot, and a loser leaves town match to close the season. Point spreads totals next on Follow the Money. It's VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great feedback today. What you need to happen week 18 to cash some tickets. X at VSiN Live and Mitch Moss Radio at Paulie Howard. This is from our buddy Ian. He has a Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit division exacta.
One more time.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit. He also has Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit. So Chicago winning, Detroit last place, and then Minnesota and Green Bay mix and match there to finish second or third. He totally gave up, has no business being alive, gave up on it a long time ago, wrote it off. This is from, man, this is from our buddy Weston. A three-leg parlay he used on a boost at the beginning of the year that paid 20-1. Kyle Pitts, 750 regular season yards. That was good. Travion Henderson, 750. That's good. Chase Brown, 1,000 regular season rushing yards, still alive. He had 160 yards after five games.
Come on.
Oh,
man, that's right, how bad it was. That's incredible. Oh, that's something.
Yep. All right, so shop around. Again, this is kind of a low, no man's land, but I will point out the Jets-Bills game Sunday afternoon. DraftKings has Buffalo 7.5. FanDuel has Buffalo 9.5.
This opened 13.5 in some spots.
Yeah.
They assumed the Bills would go out and put it on them. But then again, I love the Trubisky commercial with the ordering. Trubisky should be, come on. Ray Davis and Trubisky should be enough here. But it also goes back to motivation and how bad do they want it? Because you figure Denver gets the one seed and beats the backups for the Chargers. That look-ahead line was 3. It opened 7.5, 8.5. It's up to 11.5 now. 4-point move on to the under. But then do you want to face New England or do you want to face Jacksonville if you're the Bills? Maybe you don't care. In any event, you should be able to beat the Jets, no problem, who just set a record for futility. They've lost 4 games in a row by 23-plus points. That's never happened in the Super Bowl era.
I'm trying to look at the schedule right now and come up with, is there like a round robin dog parlay that we can put in to win outright? Who could you make the case for?
I can't make a case for these teams.
Can you make a case for the Raiders to actually screw this up? Now find a week 18?
That would be typical Raiders.
Or was yesterday the final, that's the white flag. That's the sign. They're not going to give this game.
What, Kansas City had 139 yards on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I know the players hate to talk, but it's, if you don't put your best guys out there, I would still think a third string quarterback's good enough to beat the Raiders in that outfit. But you don't have Geno Smith though.
No.
So you don't have the turnovers, 17 picks. It's going to be Pickett, it looks like.
Yep. Chiefs up to 5.5, by the way.
Yeah, that would be typical Raiders to screw this up. And I know our guy Steve Cohen said that, who's a Raider fan. He goes, okay, so they do this, but are you sure they're gonna lose to Kansas City? I don't.
Yeah.
So it's the work isn't, there's still work to do here for the Raiders. But that's a total stay away. Oh God.
Like, will the Eagles care about this game?
Good question.
They're down all the way to 7.5 now against the Commanders.
They came out and said that Sirianni doesn't know what he's going to do yet. And Dan Quinn said it's highly unlikely that Mariota plays. So it's Johnson again. Remember what he said last time? Well, we'll see in a couple of weeks with you. Had the brawl in the Donnybrook. Open 12-13 in some spots. But again, do they care? Do they think there's a difference between the two or the three seed? Also, the Bears game is going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Bears open it up on the Lions early?
Well, that's a game. So to answer your question, the Eagles should not care. They should treat this as an absolute bye week, get ready for the playoffs.
I think that's the way to attack it.
That's going to be, the offense is broken. That team is going to be a tough out come next month. They just are. That defense, the way that they can play.
I don't want Philly Rams first round. Oh, I'd feel cheated.
I don't want Philly in the Super Bowl. Get them off. I don't think they deserve to be there, but they could still make a run.
Yeah. I think he's going to sit people.
Here's a guy that I can see absolutely not sitting anybody. Lions playing at the Bears, Chicago 2.5.
Oh, Campbell will go for it.
He'll go for it.
Are you shocked at this line? Eliminated, horrible performance on Christmas. Still Bears trying to get the 2 seed. 2.5. It was 1.5 earlier.
This game could be like the Chiefs at the Titans.
Okay.
The game after Patrick Mahomes was done for the year, meaning, and they were eliminated from the playoffs, and a ton of people were on the Titans, right? Making the case, bet out numbers. This is their Super Bowl. Chiefs don't care. They didn't. If you are a member of the Lions, and their run certainly not even close to as long as the Chiefs, but how close they were the last 2 years. If you're the players, it's like, what are we doing here, Dan? This sucks. Let's end this season.
Yeah.
Come back and make it, give it one more run next year. I don't really care about if the Bears get the 2 or the 3 seed. He did this a couple of years ago before they got this. They were actually still a good football team, but they were eliminated from the playoffs and they had a chance to keep the Packers out of the playoffs. That was the Sunday night game, final one of the regular season. And with a win, the Packers missed, and I believe the Seahawks made it, and Campbell did everything he could. And he said, for the integrity of the game, we want to keep Green Bay out of the playoffs. And they did that. This year doesn't have anywhere close to the same feeling to that game. And I mean, I will say this, if the Rams need this game, meaning next week at home to the Cardinals, for the 5 seed to
go. Gotta get the 5 seed.
You 9.5? Against the Cardinals?
They already buried Tampa, and they should have destroyed Carolina. But that's a much easier matchup.
This game here, they should win by 30.
Yep. Oh, it's bad. 13 of 14 they've lost. 5 times allowed 37 points or more. At least they forced the ball to McBride from a prop standpoint.
Yeah.
10 catches for 74 yards. Pathetic showing again by Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Rams there. And this could be a big close to the season for Puka, too. Tonight, and then you should light up Arizona.
The offensive player of the year actually might come down to next Saturday night.
That's possible.
McCaffrey is absolutely live and kicking.
Okay.
And then the Sunday night game.
You freak up the Patriots.
Well, they're 11.5.
What do you think? Well, some people were making a case for Miami, but this is going to be Miami in the cold, though.
Was the Super Bowl yesterday for Miami?
I think so, and I can't get away from these numbers. This year, they're 10-0 against teams with a losing record, average margin 15 points per game. They're 15-1-1 first half money line. 12-0-1 last 13, and they're 13-3 ATS. And May is cooking, and they're going to get guys back in this game.
This would be one favorite I would actually look at here. And you might want to go around the world, meaning first quarter, first half. You'll pay a tax on that stuff when those numbers come out. But I'd be intrigued here by the Patriots to absolutely maul them.
I think they blow them out, too.
And do they want to actually... I have some stuff tonight, by the way, on... I'll get into this when we talk about the Monday Night game a little bit more. McVay is not going to go out of his way to get Stafford the MVP based on his quotes. Will Vrabel? I don't think Vrabel will either, because he could have kept him in the game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, well, he's got five touchdowns. He's putting up one of the best games a quarterback can ever have. We're up by 100. I don't care. Let's get him two more touchdowns. But he didn't do that, because I know the feeling here is if you keep May in the game and he gets hurt, you're going to be run out of town. And then here you go, the Sunday night. Yeah. Do you have an opinion on that game?
I think the Patriots bury him.
Oh, so that would be my, yeah, okay.
And I like first half again. Come out and go up three scores, 24 points, and sit people.
Yep. And then the Sunday nighter.
Here we go.
Loser leaves town.
Yep.
Ravens 3.5. The total is all over, by the way. I see a 40.5 at DraftKings and a 41.5 at FanDuel. And 41 is obviously a key number in football totals.
Now, Rodgers played well in the first meeting.
Yeah.
But it also was a fluke with that. Should have been an interception, and then the likely play again. Touchdown, no touchdown. Guess who had a big game? Metcalf. So now you're down Metcalf, you're down Washington. Does Austin play? Who's he throwing to? On the flip side, I've been very disappointed with Baltimore's. How do you give up 300 yards to Malik Willis? You were getting gashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you couldn't stop Drake May, and you blew an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter at home in a game you had to have. But it just goes back to, and we'll rip them again one more time coming up. If you just gave this guy the ball 25 times a game, you'd be 11-12 wins, and we wouldn't be sitting here and talking about this.
No, of course not.
But for some reason, you wouldn't play him. And with 11 minutes left, he's on. We got a coat on the sideline and doesn't play. And he goes for 100 yards, and the Patriots couldn't stop him. And Harbaugh, I'll look into it. I'll find out what's going on. Okay, John. I mean, this is give them the ball 30 times. You can go to the Super Bowl. That's all you have to do. Give him the ball 30 times.
Now, you've been high in the Steelers for about 3 weeks now before yesterday. Do you think they can still make a run in the AFC playoffs?
It depends on the matchup. Because it also, he doesn't want to get hit in cold weather. And he doesn't want to get hit, period. Do you have a pass rush? He just wants to get rid of the ball fast, quick, get it out.
See,
and that sideline stuff was there with Metcalf. Now you don't have him. Now you don't have that short stuff to the big man, Washington, the tight end. So all they rely on is quick stuff to Freiermuth or maybe gadget stuff and dump offs to running backs.
I'm with you. I would not like your chances. I have no business. Or I have no desire to bet them 30-1 to win the AFC. 10-1 in the Ravens. I'm very intrigued by that. If win here, this team can absolutely come out of the AFC.
Like Houston and Denver's your path to the AFC title game?
Warren Sharp next. Best bet, Monday Night Football player prop coming up here. Follow the money, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on Visa.
Time now to head out to the Progressive Guest Line. Warren Sharp joins the program as he has every single money at this time throughout the entire football season. You can follow him on X. He is at Sharp Football. The website is sharp.football as well. Warren, we've talked about almost every single game so far in the first 90 minutes of the show that took place yesterday, one of which obviously was the Eagles and Bills result, where the Eagles did this again. No completions by Jalen Hurts in the entire second half. It was three and outs the entire time. Couldn't do anything offensively, and yet they won the game. Something tells me they're going to be a tough out with that defense in the playoffs, but do you trust them come January?
I don't. I current form Philadelphia Eagles with the way that this offense is playing, with the play caller that the offense has trying to conduct the offense. No, I don't trust them. But here's the thing. There are not many teams in the NFL postseason this year, more than any I can remember, where I look at the top, three teams, team that's most likely to get the number one overall pick and say, I trust this team in the postseason. Somebody's really going to have to come in with their A game to knock this team off, because I think they've got a good shot at going all the way. It's going to make the postseason very entertaining and exciting. All of these games, somebody could beat the other team, because every game it's going to come down to matchups, but there aren't many teams that I trust inherently to do well. even the teams that seem like they're buttoned up, like we'll look at the Denver Broncos for a quick second. Mm-hmm. The Denver Broncos are a team that looks like they're buttoned up. They've got a defense, they've got an offense, they've got a bit of a run game. They've got a good play caller in Sean Payton overall. They've got a young quarterback who could be ascending in the NFL. Like, there's a lot to like. This is not a surefire, though, number one best team in the AFC, even in my opinion. And I think a variety of teams could knock them off. But if you look at Denver, let's take one of their most kind of the foolproof parts of their team. It's their defense, right? This is a list of quarterbacks that this defense beat. The only quarterbacks that they beat so far this year. There's a lot of them, but take a look at the caliber of these players. I'll go from most recent to earlier this year. Trey Lance, most likely week 18 because the Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert. Chris Oladukun, Jordan Love, the combo of Kenny Pickett and Geno Smith, Marcus Mariota, Patrick Mahomes, Geno Smith again, Davis Mills, who threw more passes in that game than CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott, and then look at these first five. Jackson Dart, Justin Fields, Jalen Hurts, Jake Browning, and Cam Ward, his very first game in the NFL. It's the third easiest schedule of opposing quarterbacks. And if you factor in Trey Lance, by the time we get to week 18, it might be the number two easiest schedule of starting quarterbacks that a defense has beaten on the season. So, you know, yes, their defense is probably their best aspect of this team. But do I even trust that defense? I don't think that I do. So there's just so much that's left to be determined with the 2025-26 playoffs. And that's why it's going to be so fun to discuss.
All great points. And the winner Saturday night, you have a 49er defense that's decimated and can't stop anything. They would be the one seed with a win. Well, then you have Sam Darnold in Seattle with 28 turnovers.
Right, and you look at that Sam Darnold game versus Bryce Young. It was disgusting. Yes. From both quarterbacks. Yes. in that regard. You look at the San Francisco game. I mean, Caleb Williams is marching the ball up and down the field on them, but the Chicago Bears defense isn't good either. So, like, there's just so many teams that have one good aspect or one bad aspect to them, or some teams that have one good aspect like the Broncos defense, but it's very untested. It's just interesting this year why it's breaking like this is really going to come down to individual matchups and the need to handicap accurately as you work your way through the playoffs.
I know that you tweeted this out last night from the broadcast on NBC, and it was Chris Collinsworth telling that story in the offseason where he wanted to create some madness for Caleb Williams. And they would do like a hurry up off. This to me just speaks to how awesome Ben Johnson is, right? I mean, I think you probably felt the same way when you tweeted it out. And he's like, he would give him a play that's like 25 or 26 words long. Caleb will look at him and say, come again. And he crosses his arms like this and go, nope, you're running the play right now to get him ready for the regular season. That's phenomenal coaching, right?
Absolutely. I think Ben Johnson, like the way that some of these coaches work with their quarterbacks, deal with them in the offseason, get them prepared to play in the season, and then call plays and then build offense and then game plan versus opponents. There are just so many things here that matter. The little details, the big picture, it all matters. Ben Johnson's one of the guys who gets that. Then there's like the New York Jets front office giving the head coach a vote of confidence heading into week 18, as if we've seen anything from him. Then you have the New York Giants who go and win a completely meaningless week 17 game in Las Vegas yesterday, which they did this now for two straight years. They had the number one pick locked up heading into week 17. All you got to do is lose two games, week 17 and week 18. You've only won two games on the season. You're 2-13. Lose two more. We get the number one pick. You know what that does more than just getting the number one pick is draft assets. It's what you can do with it if you decide to trade down, which is extraordinarily valuable. And in addition, it's the ability to talk about the number one pick going to the New York Giants the entire offseason. We got like 4 months, 5 months where we'd be able to talk about this. It'd be great for that franchise to be able to discuss it. All the fans would be pumped up for it. Instead, what do? They go out and they win this game against the Raiders. Now the Raiders get the pick. The Giants are sitting here two straight years. I don't understand it from an ownership perspective. This is on John Mara, in my opinion. players, if you stick them out there, they're going to play. They're going to do what you tell them to do as a coach. So the coach could tweak some things and change up the play calling, decide who's getting more or less playing time on the field. From a front office perspective, you could decide who to deactivate, who to activate, which quarterback to start. You can have some input over the backup coach now. You got an interim coach in New York in terms of Mike Kafka. You could really pull the strings like a puppeteer if you're Mara to ensure that we are going to get the number one pick. And for two straight years, he decided not to do that. I don't understand what he's doing, but this is an example of why the Jets and the Giants just don't win. They can't win because ownership is so terrible with both of those franchises.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Scorched Earth right now with Warren Sharp on the Progressive Guest Line. Okay, how about tonight? Big game coming from Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, or on the ground from their two running backs?
Potentially all of the above, but I think it's scorched earth on the ground with regards to the run game for Kyren Williams and for Blake Corum. I'll start with Kyren Williams. And basically the main aspect to this is the run defense of the Atlanta Falcons. While solid, they play three-man fronts on 62% of running back runs. That's the second highest rate in the NFL. Going up against multi-tight end sets is the kryptonite for the types of fronts that the Atlanta Falcons like to play. And they have allowed nearly 5 yards per carry to multiple tight end runs, which ranks 29th on the season, specifically against man concept runs. This is one of the worst run defenses in the NFL, and the Los Angeles Rams utilize man concept runs at one of the highest rates in the NFL. And running man concept with heavier personnel on the field, multiple tight ends like the Rams do, the Atlanta Falcons rank dead last in virtually every meaningful category. But specifically, they are allowing 5 yards after contact per carry. Ooh. Let me put that straight. After contact, they are allowing 5 yards per carry to man concept runs with multiple tight ends on the field. For that reason, I think that you look at a guy, we took him a little bit earlier, Kyren Williams, to go over his rushing yardage. It was like in the upper 50s. It's now into the lower 60s. Another way I'm looking to still attack this game, and this line is out there, I'm staring right at the screen, is at every single book. Blake Corum's longest rush, over 12 and a half yards. He didn't hit this last week against the Seattle Seahawks. I think there's going to be ample opportunities for him to get enough touches on the ground to exceed this number of 12 and a half for his longest rush. There's no juice on this. It's very reasonably priced, in my opinion. This is something that we were betting earlier in the season. He hit it three straight weeks prior to going under it last weekend. I mean, the times he was hitting it, he was going for like 20 yards on his longest run. Prior to that, he's getting a few more touches earlier on in the games as Sean McVay is working him in earlier on against some of the defenses to give Kyren Williams a little bit of a breather. I think they have success on the ground. Now, the key question is simply, does Sean McVay want to run the football here? Will he try to run the football? Or does he let Matthew Stafford chuck it all around the field a little bit? Because though they don't have healthy Davante Adams up, they should have a ton of success utilizing Puka Nacua. And Matthew Stafford, as we were discussing just before I joined you guys on air, will he need to try to put up stats just like Drake May with stat padding against the New York Jets to try to ensure that he wins the MVP, which he's the favorite to do? I think it's silly to like have it come down to, does Matthew Stafford throw two extra touchdowns this game instead of them winning the game by running the football? I don't think that should be the way that voters look at it, but that is the way voters look at it when they compare stats at the end of the day.
Yeah. Great appearance as always, my man. Follow him on X at Sharp Football. The website is sharp.football. We'll talk to you Sunday morning on the Tailgate Show. Have a great New Year's and we'll see you then. Okay.
Happy New Year, fellas. Good luck tonight.
You too.
There you go.
Well done. We're live all New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Follow the money on during the Rose Bowl in play. Playoffs, looking forward to it. Regular programming both days. VSiN by the book, 7 a.m. Rolling through a numbers game. Prop points, money moves. Follow the money, VSiN prime time and cashing out. We're counting down to 2026 and kicking off the new year. Spend your new year with VSiN, the nonstop home for sports bettors.
Some of the saddest stats I've ever heard in my entire life. You're going to feel the same exact way in the good, the bad, and the ugly next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN. The good.
Pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Great production. Love it. We're running out of these. Only about a month left. That is sad. The fact that it comes down to Sunday night is sad. And for Harbaugh's sake, the Ravens better win. Coaching malpractice for 4 months with Monken and Harbaugh. 36 for 216 and four touchdowns. Most yards for a visitor in Lambeau history. The luxury you have when you can just go shotgun and hand it off on third and five and third and six and pick it up no problem. Or if he gets four, you can go tush push or just go for it anyways. How this guy was on the bench in critical moments and how he didn't get 25 carries in all these key games is asinine. How Harbaugh managed this in Monken. Horrible.
Put it this way. I poured another cocktail watching the game on Thanksgiving night, watching my last Survivor entry go down in flames because of it.
That's another run.
I was living on my couch.
Yes. How many times have they abandoned the run, too? I mean, you're up 11 points against New England in a must win, and he's not on the field. The rest doesn't have a touch the rest of the game.
Inexplicable.
Stupid. The job's not done. But the Raiders finally got it right. That's how you lay down. Beautiful job against the Giants. Two picks from Geno, and maybe, just maybe, the Raiders can finally get the number one overall pick.
Just don't screw it up.
I know. Don't lose to the Chiefs. After being in this position countless times, maybe did it ever occur to Mark Davis that maybe we're in this position because we keep winning meaningless games in December and go from one or two to outside the top five? Whiffing on the picks doesn't help either.
I don't think at least
you can just say, okay, we're open for business for the next 4 months.
I don't think anything has ever occurred to that guy.
The bad, the NFC South. No one wants this division. There was a great tweet. Committee, do the right thing and put the Saints in the playoff. Carolina, 6 of 8 losses by double digits. Bryce Young had 24 attempts and threw for 50 yards. The Buccaneers have lost 7 of 8. The only win was at home by 3 to Arizona, who's lost 13 of 14. They're on an 0-8 ATS run as well. Horrible what's going on. Awful. And to think the winner is going to host a playoff game and 8-9 at home against 13 and 4 is definitely in play. Shame on you, NFL.
Mm-hmm. All right, my good man, the games of the year in the NFL. We could do a whole segment or a whole hour on this week if we actually wanted to. Doubt we will, but last night, for example, how fun was that? The 49ers and the Bears, back and forth. Now, some people could say, yeah, not a lot of defense. That was high execution, great quarterback play. Purdy was a magician, and Caleb Williams looked great. But I don't even... I got like 15 games just from doing a cursory look today at the overall schedule on the year.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, Seattle 38, Rams 37 in overtime. The Bengals-Steelers game on Thursday night. How about Ravens-Bills Sunday night, week one? Rams-Eagles. Bears-Packers last week. Broncos-Giants, middle of the season. Giants-Cowboys, week two. Colts-Broncos, same week. Packers-Cowboys, Sunday night tie. The 49ers-Rams in overtime in week five. This is going to kill you. Titans-Cardinals. What happened there with the comeback? I'm just saying overall drama.
Yep.
Buccaneers-Seahawks. Yep. When Mayfield went there and said, here's my flag and I'm going to light everybody on fire. Bears 47, Bengals 42, Texans, Jags. Unbelievable candidates for games of the year in the NFL.
The Davis Mills game. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Saved the season at the time.
Yep. And I have ripped this guy as much as anybody. I tip my cap to Trevor Lawrence during the fantasy football playoffs. Observation here from Field Yates, ESPN. He had 98.58 points over the 3 weeks in most fantasy football leagues, the most by any quarterback in the fantasy football playoffs during the Super Bowl era. That's how you bring it home to everybody, pal. Trevor Lawrence delivered big time every week in the playoffs, and all you can do is tip your cap to him. My bad, this is going to be quick. My bad is Indianapolis. They traded for the most overrated player in the entire league, Sauce Gardner. How about this stat? He was 1-7 with the Jets this year. After the trade, the Colts 1-7 with him.
You're lucky you got the win total. Imagine that beat.
Yeah.
Huh. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. They were the one seed.
I got a couple here. I know you're going to come over the top.
I got ugly, yeah.
Jets, last four losses, 153 to 46. The point differential minus 107 is the worst in December in the history of the NFL. Their last four losses have been by 23-plus points. First time in the Super Bowl era. The Patriots scored touchdowns on their first six drives. At one point, it was 23-3 first downs, and yards were 344-77. And then after the week of controversy, where they disqualified the girl who grew up a lifelong Jets fan and her dad had season tickets, and she inherited them, they reversed course and said, okay, we'll let you kick at halftime for $100,000 from 30 yards, and she just missed. She was short. J-E-T-S, just end the season. And I'm very concerned about this moving forward. I hope this isn't a problem in the playoffs. Ref show. What we watched in the Houston game. Michael Irvin did that for years, where he would come in and do the two-hand shove. We just saw this in the Detroit game, where they called it on St. Brown. The Houston wide receiver is initiating contact.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, in a big game, stay out of the way. Number two, you can't make that call on that situation. You're deciding it, much like the Sunday night game between the Lions and the Eagles. And then don't give me Walt Anderson on all these networks and on NFL Network explaining why they got the call right. The wide receiver initiated contact. That was awful how that decided the game Saturday. And it better not happen again.
Yeah, ask Matt Humans about this. He rarely gets as fired up over something like this. We're going to do an extra half hour on primetime tonight. He's at his wit's end. I don't blame him. They have too much on their plate, and they make too many non-calls, or what should be non-calls, in like just spots where you need to let them play and in big moments. They're way too big of a storyline, Paulie. Puka's way too
right.
big.
A lot of these guys just want to get on TV. He's right.
He was right. Okay, I'll expand on the Jets ugly. So yesterday, against the Patriots, 35-3 at halftime. First downs, 23-3. Plays, 42-20. Yards, 344-77. Yards per play, 8.2 to 3.8. But you tell me, which is the most disgusting stat between these two? Garrett Wilson has not caught a pass since October 12th. He's still the team's leading receiver with 395 yards.
Oh, no.
There's that, and the tweet of the year from Bobby Belt, who covers the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
He asked this question on Twitter.
Hey, Bob.
Would this player win the MVP this season? A 13-3 record, 7.4 yards per attempt, 65% completions, 32 touchdowns in the air, 2 rushing, 0 INTs. That's every quarterback combined against the Jets this year. Do your thing. You've been talking about this for 6 weeks. They're not going to have an INT.
That's it. One more game.
Yeah.
Go the whole season without an interception. I think they only have 3 turnovers the whole year. 3 takeaways. One of them was on special teams.
Which one's more alarming to you? That or the Garrett Wilson still leads them in receiving yards? Hasn't played in 3 months.
That's a tough call. The record's 2. You're not going to get 1 interception?
No.
I think it's 3 takeaways.
The 0 INTs, I mean, you can never beat that, ever.
No. I don't think you can beat 3 takeaways in 17 games.
And quickly, Mike Tomlin's special yesterday.
Oh, yes, it was.
Think about this for a second. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 0-4-1 last 5 games versus teams entering the game 8-plus games below 500, tying the longest streak in NFL history. You go back over the last 5 years, they lost at the 2-10-1 Bengals, a tie versus the 0-8 Lions. You remember this game, they lost against the 2-10 Cardinals. They lost versus the 2-10 Patriots. And yesterday, losers yet again against the 3-12 Browns. Absolutely beyond pathetic.
Good job. That's why he's so polarizing in Pittsburgh. But
no kidding.
He'll redeem himself and make up for it Sunday night, probably. Well,
yeah, you watch.
Good, the bad, the ugly, brought to you by SharpPlays.com. Get the latest betting insights and analysis now. Look for the first touchdown tweets coming up. The Mr. Poison tweets every Sunday. Great sources, connected across all sports. Since 2011, Jeff and the crew have been at it with free reports, alerts, and market-moving insights straight to your inbox or X feed. Documentary results, public logs, transparent receipts, sharpplays.com. Trusted by pros, monitored by the books. Support him. He supports us. Sharpplays.com.
I didn't have time to include two-point conversion talk in my bad, but we can expand on that in the final hour. I think as a football society, we have turned into robots.
And wait, what's the problem?
With the two-point conversions.
With the play calling or?
I'll explain. I'll explain coming up. Also, what we believe are some of the most important questions as we are entering the playoffs now after one more game to be played in the regular season as we continue on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.